Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're doing a bit of a digital deep clean. We're tackling something most of us see pretty much daily: phishing emails. Our goal here is simple: equip you to spot them, avoid them, and importantly, report them.
Right. And phishing, well, it's more than just someone asking for your password, you know? It's actually a form of social engineering. It's about psychological manipulation.
Yeah.
They pretend to be someone you trust, like maybe your bank or even your own HR department, all to trick you into giving up sensitive info.
And understanding how they do that manipulation is key. I was looking into this, and one of the first signals everyone mentions is that manufactured urgency. Why is that so effective?
Well, it's really about bypassing your careful thought process, your critical thinking. Psychologists sometimes call it system two thinking. Phishers want to trigger your fast, almost automatic reaction system one. So they use phrases like act now W or your account will be suspended. That pressure just stops you from really looking closely.
That makes total sense. Get you panicked so you don't pause to think. And sometimes it seems the scammers are just, well, lazy. That lack of personalization, like dear valued customer.
Exactly. That's a huge flag. Legitimate companies, they almost always use your name. They have the data. Seeing something generic often means it's just a mass email blast, hoping someone bites.
And that lack of care, it shows up elsewhere too, right? Like spelling mistakes, grammar errors.
Absolutely. Think about it. Professional companies have people who check this stuff. Copy editors, marketing teams, finding obvious typos or really awkward sentences. That's often a sign it's not legit. It's poor quality control from the scammer.
Okay, but what if they are careful? What if the email looks perfect, grammatically speaking? Is there still a way, like a technical giveaway?
Yes, definitely. You have to look beyond the surface text. This is where a little technical check comes in handy. If there's a link or an attachment, that's your moment to pause. First rule, never open unexpected attachments, ever. For links, though, you don't have to click to investigate.
Right. This is the hover trick, isn't it? You just move your mouse pointer over the link.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't click it, just hover. Your email program or browser should show you the actual web address it leads to. The text might say something like yourbank.com/login, but the actual URL shown when you hover might be completely different, like some weird address you don't recognize.
And that mismatch applies to the sender's address too, not just links. The from name might say IT department.
But the actual email address sending it is something like it.helpdesk123@gmail.com or some other free mail service. Big red flag. A real IT department uses a company domain.
Okay, let's walk through a scenario. Imagine you get an email. Subject: urgent. Action required for payroll. It looks like it's from HR department.
Okay.
Inside, it claims there's an error with your direct deposit. And it says you must click this slightly odd looking link to log in and verify your bank details. Oh, and you need to do it within the hour.
Wow, yeah, that hits all the buttons, doesn't it? Urgency. High stakes payroll is serious. And a demand for sensitive info via a link.
My first reaction would probably be, honestly, a bit of panic. But okay, deep breath. Recognize the tactics. What's a safe move here?
The only safe move is verification outside of that email. Don't click anything in it. Don't reply. Instead, you find a known trusted contact number for your HR department, maybe from the company intranet or your employee handbook, not from the email itself. You call them directly and ask, hey, did you actually send this request? You use a secure channel you already trust.
Got it. So boiling it down, see a suspicious email. Step one, do not click. Step two, do not download anything. Step three, do not reply.
Correct. And step four is crucial. Report it. Use that report phishing button in your email client if you have one, or forward it to your company's IT or security team.
Why is reporting so important?
Because it helps protect everyone. It trains the spam filters, alerts the security team to active threats, and can stop that same email from tricking your colleagues. It really reinforces that key takeaway. When in doubt, report it out. Seriously, those few seconds of checking can prevent a huge headache.
Okay, a final thought to leave you with then. If something involves high stakes, like your salary, company finances, sensitive data access, how are you confirming the identity of who's asking for it before you react to any digital message? Worth thinking about. Stay safe.